It's Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
I went home to Jersey on Friday and for my friend's birthday, and I saw some people that I hadn't seen in quite some time. It's funny because a couple of my friends are pregnant now, like really pregnant. And we're sitting at a bar. And
is it different to last year's birthday bash?
Yes. I don't even know what we did last year. My friend's born on Halloween, so it was our 30th last year. We had a surprise party for at our house, so it wasn't too much different. But I went out, I had two drinks in like 5 hours.
That's where it's different.
And that was it. That was different, that was a little bit different for me. But it's fine because when we're sitting there, we're sitting at a long table, we're all talking. Nobody sits on their phones. Nobody's constantly checking Facebook or anything.
That's good.
We're all just sitting having a conversation. Then later towards the end of the night, all my pregnant friends had left, and there was a table of girls, and they're all sitting together looking down on their phone.
It's horrible, isn't it?
And I don't know why you go out just to sit down. And maybe I just happened to look up at that time they all checked their phone. You know, maybe they hadn't been sitting on them all night.
It's just horrid. Happened when I was on vacation. We were behind a family. There was like three kids and mum and dad there. And all of them all had their heads in their phones and were not talking to each other. And they're on vacation. It's like, it's so sad.
This is where you build memories. Instead of worrying about what everybody else is doing on Facebook, make your own memories. People, you only see the good things, right? Like people are like, oh, look at them. They're out again. You don't see the fact that your friend who's always out probably can't pay her electric bill. You know what I mean? Like, none of that stuff gets posted. So you compare yourself to these people and to lives that you're only seeing
the bits they want you to see.
The sunshine of it. You're not seeing all those crappy days or, you know, when their kids are in a temper tantrum at the store and they're embarrassed. You're not seeing any of that.
Oh, no. And I remember back in the day when I used to work for this construction guy who used to, like, do, like, work on people's houses and stuff. And the people who have, like, the flashiest cars and the nicest houses, you go in there and they're living on, like, Mickey D's and stuff because they just want that outside picture to look really good.
It's what
good.
It looks like to everybody else. But then I saw this thing and it said that people use their smartphones for an average of 5 hours a day.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
And I'm thinking that's more than like we actually work in a work day.
Because you look at people, they've constantly got them in their hands at all times.
And I'm guilty of, like, yesterday on Sundays, I usually do some cooking for the week.
Yeah.
So I'm on my phone, but I was looking at recipes, like following instructions, you know, following the recipe and stuff like that.
That's okay.
I don't sit on my phone that much. I just don't care that much about everybody else. I go through our social media a couple times a day because I like to keep on top of that and respond to people if they've reached out to us. So I go through a few times and I'll check. I go through my circuit. I check Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and then I'm off of it.
They say that people check their phones about 85 times a day, which is an insane
amount.
There's
an app that records the usage, and I don't know what the app is. Because I would like to get that installed because maybe I'm sitting here saying I'm not on my phone that much.
And you could be the worst offender.
But I could be wrong, I don't know. Let me see if we can find that app.
But I know, like, you know, my daughter Maisie and all her friends, like, they are constantly on their phones. She's always got it in her hand all the time. And I know that me on a Sunday, like, I had turned it on a couple of times yesterday, but for majority of the day I had my phone turned off. Just because it's just nice to get away from that. Sat back in the chair, watch some football and stuff.
You text me yesterday and I was surprised because I know on Sundays we usually don't talk. It's called Moment.
Okay.
There's an app that's called Moment. Now, I just Googled one, and this is from the Huffington Post, which is a pretty reliable source. You know, they don't really do a lot of shady stuff. The app is called Moment, if you want to get that. I'm going to see, are you downloading it right now to see how much you're on your phone?
Yep.
You do, because you, I don't know if you have, you use it to measure your steps or whatever. You don't leave anywhere without your phone. Like, if you leave the studio for the most, like, you take your phone.
Yeah, because I do it for my steps thing.
Even if it's to go make, you know, to go to the bathroom. I'm like, why? Put your phone in your pocket.
Yeah. So, because I do that, because it just meant I monitor kind of how much steps and stuff and that I do during the course of the day.
Did you just download it?
It's downloading right now.